Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. We live in a society that focuses attention on diseases rather than health. Generally, we take health for granted until we get sick. People are conditioned into needing a medical label to explain why their health is not good. The pharmaceutical industry and society in general has convinced us that we must take something to get rid of or suppress disease symptoms. The emphasis is on the outside world, the doctor, a supplement, drugs, whatever, to make things better. The ultimate reality, though, is that no doctor, supplemental health program, or pharmaceutical drug heals us or makes us well. We are the only ones who can heal ourselves from any condition. The biggest difference is that often we become ill because some aspects within our body and mind are out of balance. Without balance, homeostasis in med speak, we teeter between health and disease. Real food, exercise, stress reduction, nutritional supplements, all contribute to improving the inner balance that we call health. Actually, when the disease appears, the inner imbalance has been around for a long time. For instance, while heart disease symptoms don't necessarily show up until middle age or older, the disease actually begins developing during childhood. A study of transplant hearts from teenage donors found that 1 in 6 of them had significant blockages or plaque in at least one coronary artery, a blood vessel that feeds blood to the heart. I've always loved the analogy of health and a bank account. Our financial bank accounts are a balance between money deposits and withdrawals. All of us know that. When our withdrawals are greater than deposits, we may be in trouble financially. It's the same thing with health. We all have a health bank account that also consists of creating a balance between deposits and withdrawals. The deposits consist of lifestyle features such as exercise, a healthy diet of nutritionally dense real food, strategies for health reduction, targeted supplements. The withdrawals include dealing with toxins in the air, water, and foods, lack of sleep, stressors in our work and personal life. Many of these withdrawals come erratically into our lives and are not within our control, but the deposits are usually something we can consciously make in adding to our health bank account. Adding to our health account is not only helping our current state of health, but it reduces the impact of future disease by building a reserve that can help us get through periods when there are a lot of withdrawals. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.